to another episode of Girls Plus Wine Equals Inappropriate Conversations. This is what we do every week. We have a drink, we have dinner, we get together and we just chat about things, and it just tends to go quite sideways.
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely sideways already because you've brought three carrots in your
hand. I bought props in today. And we're joined again this episode by Amy. Thank you for joining us.
I'm excited to be back.
Yeah, well, you be excited because this is an exciting episode because I'll just get straight into it. This episode, we're going to be talking about a study that I came across. I don't know how I came across this. I have some very weird emails that come through. So does my husband, which makes me wonder about what he's been looking at or subscribed to. But anyway, as long as he doesn't hit me up every night, then whatever. But this particular study is International Penis Size Comparison.
Oh, Lord. Ooh. Is that what the carrots are for?
Yeah, this is what the carrots are for. I'm going to play a game in just a minute. But, I mean, first of all, I came across this study. I was like, who's doing this study?
Yeah, who's doing this study?
Like, who's involved? Because they must have, you know, you've got to have a certain amount of people to then throw out statistics on a study, right? Like, how many times are you on to the doctors where they go, you know, what's your height? What's your age? Yeah. You know, do you smoke? How much do you drink? Everyone lies. Just on that, everyone lies. Who's ever admitted to what they actually drink on one of those doctor's forms? Oh, yeah, about a bottle a week?
Definitely, no. Only 2 to 3 nights a week, that's it.
But whenever does the study or the form go, how long is your penis? Yeah.
We're not getting the email.
Yeah,
we're not getting the email. I bet you there's emails going around like, will you join in this survey?
Yeah.
About your penis size.
Win a $200 voucher.
People
do weird shit for money.
The other thing is, can you imagine that on the other side? Like, imagine if there was a female one. Like,
how big are your lips?
Yeah, which country has the biggest vaginas? Like, I feel like that wouldn't be allowed. Like, everyone would be up in arms. Oh, women's rights. Wouldn't they? You can't talk about how big your vagina is, but it's okay to talk about how big your penis is.
I know. Well, there is obviously someone out there doing a lot of hard work and a lot of research around this because otherwise they wouldn't be sending you, people like you, an email about the international platform, I guess, of all sizes around this globe. Everyone.
Apparently every country's taken part. They're all in it.
God, I can't wait for Africa.
There's like a whole massive list. I'll tell you first up where Australia comes because I feel it's quite disappointing as we're in Australia. We come 57th.
No.
In the world.
We're over half.
We're back end.
We're really low.
Yeah.
That's a bit embarrassing.
On the scale of things, as Australian women, we're lacking.
Yeah.
We're missing out.
We're missing out.
But like from the penises that I've seen, the penises I'm sure you've both seen, I've seen some good ones.
Yeah, I mean, we're from different demographics too here, just FYI. You're just a little young chap and you're out there having the best old time in your prime. And so you're saying that you're dating more men in your age group that have okay-sized penises.
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe this was on the old people.
Yeah, well, who does surveys? Like, let's face it. Like, it's not the young people that are going out every night with the social life. They're not the ones filling out the surveys. But do you know what the confusing part is? I'm just having a look because Australia, 57th, as I said, 14.46 centimetres is the average.
14.14. I need a ruler.
Yeah.
So 14.4 centimetres, is that not erect?
I reckon it is. It's not intimidating, it's not fun.
And it's, from the girth to the tip. Is that what it's called?
Is that really big?
But do you know what's confusing to me is the ones either side of us, the one that does slightly better at 14.48 centimetres is the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Sounds like they'd be big, doesn't it? Conga. I don't even know where that is, but it sounds like they'd have big penises, doesn't it? And then
clearly not.
Below us, so smaller penises than Australian men, is Nigeria.
No.
This is wrong.
This is wrong.
Yeah, no, it's right. What's this is the what the study says.
Have you ever seen a Nigerian man undressed, though?
No.
We're just going off a stereotype here.
14.38 is the average penis in Nigeria. Now, we're going to play a little game. I've brought carrots in today. We're really going to play cock or carrot. That's the game. Now, I want you to match the country to the carrot, okay? So the carrot is the cock. I want you to match the carrot to the cock. Now, we're going for smallest, okay? Here's the smallest carrot I'm holding up. This is the smallest penis.
Yes.
At 10 centimetres.
Pardon?
10 centimetres. What country are you guessing?
England.
Was it?
No.
No.
I'm going to say Germany.
Germany.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're
so
angry when they talk.
I just feel like they'd have a hefty load.
I'm going to say Japan.
Oh, because, small. I know. I get what you're saying. Cambodia.
Oh, I was close.
Yeah, Cambodia have the smallest penises. So there you go. If you're going on a girl's holiday, don't go to Cambodia.
Okay. I'll remember that one.
I love how the carrots just get... It's been slung. Yes. Like, don't waste my time. 10 centimetres, not even worth breathing at me. Off you go. Thanks very much.
All right, we're going for the middle. I picked a country that was bang smack in the middle at 15.71 centimetres. Oh. Here's your carrot.
Yeah.
I didn't measure these, by the way. I just want you to use your imagination.
They're a good visual. It's quite long.
I know, but all I can picture is because that carrot is really bottom heavy and really top.
It's quite skinny. It needs some filler.
It's got a skinny tip. You wouldn't even feel that going in. Oh. What are you going for? 15.71 centimetres.
Canada. I feel like that Canada. Might be a middle.
Why?
I just think they're so nice. They're good, but they're not the best.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
Just got a feeling about Canada.
It's Canada.
You got it right. You get it right.
It's called a gut feeling. Maybe there you go. You win the carrot.
I'm going to take this home and frame it. Cook it in my dinner tomorrow night.
Okay, I'm going second largest penis in the world. So the country that has the second largest penises, it's a big carrot here.
Jesus, it's really, it's
Can
really
Can you
large.
Imagine Who's that coming at you? Away? Erect.
South Africa?
I was going to say South Africa too, actually.
No.
Let's think of another.
17.61 centimetres.
Oh, not America. Definitely not.
Just say Iceland. I feel like...
I was like, I just can't even imagine. I can't.
It's Ecuador.
Ecuador.
Do you remember that song? Ecuador. Like, no wonder they were singing about it. They've got the biggest penises. Ecuador.
Ecuador. I didn't think Ecuador was that big.
The whole country's participated.
It's the survey size. You got to do the same survey size for every country. Second largest penises in the world. If you want a holiday, go to Ecuador. Now, I haven't got any more carrots for the cock.
Carrot, cock for carrot.
Cock or carrot game. But what I wanted to buy was an eggplant. I'm just gonna show you an eggplant. Guess who that is?
That's real?
It's Jamaica. The eggplant. Jamaica.
Jamaica, man.
How big was that?
Oh, like 57 centimetres wide.
Oh, it's like... No.
You could have fit that in pants.
Yeah, but it's like giving birth to a child. How could you enjoy that?
I don't think you can enjoy
you'd
that.
You'd say no.
No,
You'd turn around and leave.
You'd have to have a cock reduction.
Yes.
Like you can have a boob reduction. You'd have to have a cock reduction.
Just make it a bit skinnier at the bottom. Because it's really big.
You couldn't wrap your hands around it, though, or your mouth or anything. Can you imagine?
Try it with an eggplant. See how you go.
Yeah, I'll give you feedback.
So there you go. That's the biggest penises in the world. That's a wrap-up of the world.
When you think about where you're going on holidays, I would have a number of friends right now that would really take into consideration this survey in particular and dictate their whole holiday around it.
Can you imagine?
I'm not even joking.
I've noticed that Russia, 13.2 centimetres. Ukraine are at 13.9 centimetres. That's what they're fighting about. There's 7 millimetres in it.
That's a
big penis size. It makes sense.
It's a penis envy. There's a whole war going on.
A couple of my girlfriends, now that they've heard this podcast with that survey, they're not going to go to Cambodia for a holiday.
No.
I can tell you, they're newly single.
Yeah.
They're not going to be going there.
They're going straight to Ecuador.
They're going to Ecuador or Jamaica. If they dare.
Jamaica's a bit of a risk. There's no way.
It's a big risk. Oh my gosh.
Third is Cameroon. You want to go there for a holiday? Who knows where that is?
I don't know. Have you even
heard of the country? I've never heard of it.
I was like, talking from experience. I was like, yeah.
I was like, I'm really good at this podcast, but if we add geography, I'm out. Yeah, we know that from the start.
Going on a Kentucky holiday. Where are you going? Cameroon.
Cameroon, because they're up there.
And then next year, we're going to Bolivia again.
Oh, Bolivia.
Where is that?
It's very cold.
I think
Have
so.
You been?
No. Don't actually ask me in case I just really take it back. All I'm saying is Jamaica, man.
Do you want me to teach you how to speak a bit of Jamaican just to wrap things up?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, repeat after me. Beer.
Beer.
Can. Sandwich. Now put it together. Beer can sandwich.
Beer can sandwich. Oh!
There you go.
That was good.
That was very good. And that's a wrap up.
Oh, we are the girls gone wild.